Hey everyone, welcome back. Let's talk about what's been weighing on the crypto space lately. Bitcoin's price has basically hit a wall, hovering stubbornly below that $77,000 mark. It feels like we're in a bit of a standoff, right? And honestly, it's been a tough ride for a lot of holders, largely because of some pretty heavy macroeconomic headwinds blowing our way.
Absolutely. If we dig into the numbers, the primary pressure really comes down to U.S. Treasury yields. We're seeing them approach two-decade highs, which is a massive shift in the financial landscape. When risk-free rates climb like that, it completely changes the calculus for institutional capital.
Exactly. It's a tough pill to swallow for Bitcoin bulls. As those bond yields rise, the opportunity cost of holding a non-yielding asset like Bitcoin just goes up. Naturally, a lot of that institutional money is rotating over to safer, higher-yielding investments. It's frustrating to watch, but it's just how capital allocation works in this environment.
And it's not just bonds. This dynamic is being compounded by rising oil prices, which are directly fueling inflation expectations. That, in turn, is cooling down the market's hopes for near-term interest rate cuts. The Fed's hands are pretty much tied right now.
I know Bitcoin is famously positioned as a long-term inflation hedge, but in the short term, that narrative really takes a hit. Elevated yields and sticky inflation are just draining market liquidity and suppressing risk appetite across the board. Speculative assets like Bitcoin are definitely feeling that pinch.
From a technical standpoint, that $77,000 level is absolutely critical. Historically, it's acted as a strong support zone that's attracted serious buying interest. How the market reacts here will tell us a lot about near-term sentiment.
If that threshold holds, it could really serve as the foundation for a rebound. I'm optimistic that once these macro conditions stabilize, we could see a nice recovery. But we have to be realistic about the downside, too.
Precisely. If we see a decisive break below $77,000, it would likely trigger a cascade of automated stop losses and liquidations. That could easily push Bitcoin down toward the next major demand zone, which sits in the mid-$60,000 range.
That's a lot of volatility to navigate. What's really interesting, though, is that analysts are pointing out Bitcoin's near-term trajectory is now tightly linked to two specific macro indicators, the 10-year U.S. Treasury yield and the U.S. Dollar Index, or DXY. Both of them maintain a strong inverse correlation with Bitcoin right now.
And if you look under the hood at the on-chain data, there's actually a silver lining. Long-term holders are continuing to accumulate rather than panic selling. That steady behavior is helping to establish a structural floor in the market.
That's comforting to hear, but it's also a reminder that even that steady accumulation isn't currently enough to overpower the broader selling pressure. We're seeing short-term speculators and institutional desks reacting to the macro environment, and their moves are currently dominating the price action.
Which leads to the critical takeaway here. Bitcoin simply no longer trades in isolation. Its price action is deeply intertwined with traditional financial markets. We're looking at bond yields, energy costs, and currency strength all dictating its movements.
It's a reminder that crypto is now a mature asset class, playing ball on the same field as Wall Street. Until the macroeconomic landscape actually shifts, whether that's through a Fed policy pivot, declining yields, or stabilized energy markets, we're probably looking at a range-bound market or even further corrections.
Exactly. The path forward won't be a straight line. But for those holding long-term, the fundamentals remain intact. We still have a fixed supply and growing institutional adoption. The key is patience.
I couldn't agree more. It's easy to get caught up in the daily noise, but staying focused on the long-term vision is what matters. Thanks for breaking this down so clearly.
My pleasure. Just remember to monitor yield and dollar trends for directional cues, and recognize that this near-term volatility is really just a reflection of broader macroeconomic tightening, not a failure of Bitcoin's underlying value proposition. Stay disciplined, and we'll catch you on the next update.